doing this thing. We're blessed to be here this morning because God didn't have to let us be here, but he did. It's all about his grace. Yes, sir. He allowed me to be here this morning. There's so many deaths that are going around. I don't know if it's because I'm older and I'm being more aware. This is all of us in God's plan. But I'm so grateful that I'm here, and I'm grateful that I still have my mama and my daddy. I thank you all for praying for us and continue to pray for us. Because they, like Brother Lee said, they connected. One goes down, the other one goes down too. So it just allowed them to lay in the grace of God. Amen. To the pastor and the pastor emeritus in their absence, visitors, members, and friends, I ask you to pray with me as well as pray for me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture this morning is Job, the second chapter, 1 through 10. Job, the second chapter, 1 through 10. And it reads, on another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said, Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied, a man would give all that he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you into your face. The Lord says, Satan, very well then, he's in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he had sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Amen. There are times when we have had to deal with life showing up. We don't see any good news. We believe that if God has allowed bad to come our way, it's because of something we haven't or haven't done. But as long as we go to church every Sunday, pay our tithes, and actively participate in all that the church has to offer, we are good to go. We may feel that God only puts challenges on us to deal with when we have missed doing some things. We pray for God to show us what we've done wrong because we have been so obedient, as obedient as we can be. This brings us to our text. It rains on the good as well as the bad. The angels came and presented themselves before the Lord, and Satan came right with them. God said, Satan, where have you been? And Satan replied, roaming through, out, back and forth on the earth. We know that Satan just doesn't roam anywhere with any good intentions. Satan is lurking, always lurking around to hurt, and he's never there to help us. And God knows this. God says to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? God told Satan that Job was an upright man. He said that there was no one better than Job on the earth. And even though Satan caused hurt and harm in Job's life, he never turned from God. Even though the things that had happened to Job, he never turned from God. This wasn't the first time the devil had come to God about testing Job. The first time God allowed Satan to destroy Job's livestock and children. But Job never turned away from God. Could we feel the way Job did? And all these things, terrible things, if all these terrible things happened to us, would it be that easy for us to just seek God at all times and praise him without questioning, why are you doing this? Why? What did I do wrong? Or what is it I didn't do? Just tell me. We always think that it's something that we did wrong. God allowed the devil to have his way with Job, but he wasn't allowed to kill him. Satan is always trying to prove God wrong, but he fails. Satan was trying to prove that without God seeming to protect us, we should buckle under the stress. But God has promised his people that he would never leave or forsake us. In verses 4 through 7, the devil was trying to find a way to get Job to reject God. This time he attacks him medically. He tells God that a person would do anything to save his own skin. God gives Satan permission to have his way with Job, but he can't kill him. This time the devil attacks Job's health. Job breaks out into sores all over his body, from the bottom of his feet to the top of his crown. Job sits and scratches the scabs with broken pottery. Those sores were painful, and Job suffered. Job's wife even said, are you still maintaining God's integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? You know, when every time I read that, I'm like, oh, Lord. It sends chills, curse God and die. You know, we get upset with God. We get mad at God. He doesn't mind that. But who are you going to tell God on, God? He's the last house on the block. He's the only one we have to go to. So gonna get upset and pray that your mind will get clear, because can't nobody do nothing about it but God. Job said to her, you speak like a foolish woman. Should we always expect nothing but good and not expect there'll be a time of bad? We always praying to God to make things all right, to let us see good days and everything wonderful for us, but we don't expect that bad times would come for us, but he said it would. So we have to trust him whatever day it is, whatever's going on, we have to trust the Lord. How strong is your faith in God? It's easy to trust him and shout all over the church and praise him when things go well. But can you trust him when the storm comes? Are you a person that God can depend on at all times, in the good and the bad? Can God depend on you when the test comes? God uses these tests to stretch us, or to move us, or to grow us. We never remain the same way we go into the storm. We always come out different. So it's on you. He's giving you a choice. How are you going to come out? Different doesn't always mean good, and different doesn't always mean bad. But what I hope to do is come out on God's side. I'd rather have him in times of trouble than times of troubles without him. Because times of trouble are going to come. It's going to rain on the good as well as the bad. So don't think that because you're doing everything, you've made all the appointments in church, you've helped all the older people across the street, you've scratched all the backs and you've done the best you can, that you are not going to see bad times. God uses these times to test us, to grow us, to stretch us. So we are to trust him in whatever that we do. Now I have a testimony. I was working at my new job, and it was the hardest job I've ever worked. I have worked since I was 16 years old, and this job just wasn't getting it. I couldn't understand. It didn't make reason to me. I was constantly being reported, and in fact, I was considered a contractor. Before I took the job, they told me I was a full-time worker. When I got there and quit my old job, they told me I was a contractor. I had to go look the word up. I didn't know that I didn't have no rights, and I didn't belong anywhere, and they had the nerve to try to make me think you self-employed. But I'm still poor. I don't understand what y'all talking about. If I knew this job was a contractor position, I would never have taken the job. I found this job to be unethical, and the personnel that was head of the department lied about everything to cover up their own downfalls. I've never seen nothing like it before in my life. I can't stop saying that. This is it. I have never, you know, never seen it. Maybe you all have. You come back, touch me, help me, because I don't understand. I asked the Lord to fix this because I was miserable there. They tried to make me feel like I was a lazy nurse and that I didn't know anything. Well, I knew that was a lie. Because one thing Mary Frances didn't have was dumb kids. They even went as far as setting me up. I've never been set up before. I didn't know what it looked like. And all I could say was, when she told me my contract was ended, they wasn't going to continue, I said, thank God. I don't know why I said thank God, but I sure did thank him. The next thing that happened the day after my termination was my car got stolen. My car has never gotten stolen before in my life. I said, okay, fired off the job, car got stolen. Something must be up. Something must be going on. But I remember that I had asked God a couple of weeks ago, I sure would like an SUV. So I knew all these things were an act of God. Sorry, my paper's sticking. I was disappointed, but I wasn't devastated. Then my mother had to go to the hospital, but she got out and she was okay. But then my father had to go to the hospital. He was discharged, but now he's back in that hospital today. After that, there were some personal things that turned bad, and I did ask God, what have I done? The answer came right away in Matthew 5 and 45, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. I was convinced that this was all in the light of God, and if I trust him, he would see me through. I didn't know when he was going to do it, didn't know how he was going to do it. I was just convinced that he was going to do it. I found out that I could get unemployment, and I applied for it. My father and my sister, they helped me as much as they could. They helped me a whole lot. But, you know, people can't keep throwing you out because they have their own business and their own bills. I went to my first interview, and after that interview, they told me it would take about a week, and they would call me. It only took about 3 hours. I was off the job, and I start on April the 15th. Amen. Amen. My insurance man called and said that they had found my car, but they were going to total it out. I know. So now I'm just waiting on the check. And that's all right. I just asked God for that SUV and look like I might get it. And my personal situation cleared up all the way through. And I am happy. And that is God, because you know what? God is the only one that can make subtraction, addition. Through all those things that were taken from me, he is giving me more and more. And I'm happier than I've ever been in my life, in my whole life. So whether it is raining or shining, God takes care of his own. Satan only bothers those that belong to God. But God will be there when Satan tries to break us. But God will only allow us to bend and not break. We bend, but we don't break. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead us not into thy own temptation. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path, thy path. That is my favorite scripture, and it fits everything that appears into my life, and it will fit everything that appears in yours. I can't try to sit and understand why God does this and why God does that. All I have to do is trust and believe that he would deliver me, and he would grow me, and he would stretch me, and I would not be the same going into the storm that I will be going out of the storm, because I choose God. I choose God to protect me. I choose God to provide for me. And I thank him. I thank you with all my heart. Sometimes it gets hard out here. And the devil is trying to make sure it's hard. But when you got God, he can't make it hard enough. We have to trust him. And there's going to be times where we're going to be tested. But know that God got you. God will help you. God will make it for you. These are the words that God has given me to give to you. The church is now open. I thank you for listening, and thank you for praying, not only for me, but for each other. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We serve a good God, don't we? One that even though we're going through trouble and trials and tribulations, that God will never leave us or forsake us.